You're listening to a podcast from Victory. As we pray, the Holy Spirit fills us to proclaim His word with boldness. Learn more about this message in week 5 of our series, A New Hope.
Hello, everyone. We want to welcome you in our 9 a.m. worship service. This is our online service here in Victory Metro East. And I hope you are all doing well with your families. And we are in faith that truly the Lord is good, the Lord is faithful, even as we talk about the Holy Spirit. I know the Lord is going to do a great work in our midst. Can you say amen? Well, praise God. Before we get into God's Word today as part of our worship time, we would like to mention and ask favor from all of you who's part of this online worship service. Mag-a-ask po kami ng favor sa inyo. Pwede po bang ipag-prayan nyo kami? Please include us in your prayers because at this moment, we are already thinking and planning of how to open our center for our service. So please do pray for us as one church in Victory Metro Manila. We want to do this together and we want to make sure that we have the mind of Christ. So please do pray for us. Thank you so much. Also, I have a good news for you. Sa lahat po na hanggang ngayon nahihirapan pa rin magbigay in our tithes and offering online, I have a good news that today starting at 11 a.m., we are opening our foyer at the center in Metro East to cater for the clamor of people who wanted to give their tithes and offering in their envelopes. Di ba? So, ngayon po, mamaya, at 11 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. Bukas po yung foyer natin so that people could give their tithes and offering. So that's a good news. Tama po ba? So marami pong salamat. Okay, thank you. Let's read God's Word today and then we're gonna pray and commit our time before God. In Acts chapter 4 verse 23 to 31, when they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly in the city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness. While you stretch your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and to continue to speak the word of God with boldness. This is the word of the Lord for us today. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, once again, we welcome your Holy Spirit. And we ask, Lord, that you would anoint the preaching of your word. We welcome your Holy Spirit in our time of preaching. As we hear your word, may you minister to us and empower, embolden us through this time. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're about to do. We ask of you today, in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen and amen. Praise God. Okay. Well, we're going to continue from our preaching last Sunday. Ang background po nito ay yung nangyari po last Sunday na when we talk about the layman who got his healing based on what Peter and John said with great boldness and power and authority, they declare healing upon this layman. And truly, he was able to stand up, went inside the temple courts, jumping, leaping, and praising God, and all the people witness it. And then what happened was, eto na po. There were a bunch of people who witnessed and started to gather and run towards Peter and John. And so what happened was, Peter and John Especially Peter stood up and started to preach and declared, "It's not us who heal this person, but it's the Lord Jesus himself. By his great name, this person was lame right now can able to stand, walk and run and praise God." They started to preach and testify to the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, 5,000 people got saved. And then, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, those people who were part of the council called the Sanhedrin, started to come and they arrested Peter and John. And so Peter and John faced the council. Para kung siguro nasa, nasa Senado, yung sa Blue Ribbon Committee, and testifying what the Lord Jesus has done. And I'm sure they were pressured. I'm sure, you know, they were nervous to face this council, the teachers of the law, and the chief priest, where they were the ones heading the Sanhedrin. And so they were threatened by the Sanhedrin. And they warned them not to preach anymore to the name Christ so that they will not see a bunch of people getting saved. And so the scenario is this. They were threatened, they were warned by the Sanhedrin, or else they will be imprisoned again. Let me ask you a question. What do you do when you are faced with such a threat? You were warned not to preach God's word anymore. But if you do, they will arrest you or they will put you in prison. What are we going to do if we face such a threat and the government will warn us not to preach the name Christ? But if we do, we will be arrested and be in prison. Ano po yung gagawin natin? Kasi ganito po yung scenario. Alam niyo nga po, naisip ko kung yung Kongreso magpapasa ng bill, tapos sasabihin wala ng church, wala nang magpipreach, wala nang praise and worship, whether online service or face-to-face, hindi na kailangan mag-church ang buong Pilipinas. Ano po bang gagawin natin as part of the church? Are we going to get threatened? Are we going to be in fear? Are we going to go out and just hide because there's a big threat that we're all faced? Ito po yung scenario nila. Usually, pag may mga ganyan threat, di ba? And there are higher authorities who will warn us. What do? Usually, we all got scared. And we don't just get scared and we flee. Or right, we go in flight. Aalis na lang tayo kasi nga, di ba, natatakot tayo dahil sa buhay natin. Ito po yung scenario nila. They were threatened. They were warned not to preach Christ anymore. But what did they do? That's the big question. Did they all got scared? No. Out of the threats that they all received, they came out praising God and they came out praying to God. Ito pong sinabi ng verse 24, "And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, by the Holy Spirit," and he started to mention what happened. And here's first thing that ever happened. Ano po ba nangyari? They started to declare the praises of God and they started to pray. And the question is, what did they pray? What was their prayer about? Ano po ba yung pinag-pray nila based on God's word? Here's what they pray for. Their prayer showed confidence in the sovereignty of God by the Holy Spirit. Their prayers showed confidence in the sovereignty of God by the Holy Spirit. Naalala po nila based on what their forefathers David experienced when the Holy Spirit that time was present. The time of David, when the Holy Spirit has given David the promise, and through this promise, the Holy Spirit fulfilled it through their time. And so they saw and witnessed how the Lord worked in the midst of that darkest hour, they recalled what happened to David, and they could remember still, based on the word of God, that the Holy Spirit gave David the promise, and the Holy Spirit fulfilled the promise because of the sovereignty of God. It was God's sovereignty in his foreknowledge and predestined that whatever the Holy Spirit or God had in mind that time, it worked and it prevailed. He knew that what was going to happen. Yet there's going to be a prophet that will be raised. And this prophet will experience suffering. And all the kings who rule and reign with the Gentiles and different kinds of people that God also used for this prophet to suffer, and this prophet was the one who will save the Israel from their sin. Imagine the time that there was a lot of questions by the disciples when Jesus himself suffered and Jesus died. And after he died, I'm sure they started to doubt and lose hope. Imagine they abandoned Christ. But 3 days after Jesus rose from the dead, and they saw the big difference, this Savior, the life giver, rose from the dead because of the Holy Spirit and fulfilled the promise. And they began to understand what it meant that during the darkest hour, God was in charge. The sovereignty power of God was still right there, that he was in charge. He was in full authority, and God knows what he's doing. But in the minds of the disciples and the peoples, they thought that's the end of the road. But God was doing something. Their prayers were filled with such confidence in the sovereignty of God and the power of God. I believe the same goes with us. We might not understand and know what's happening today with this pandemic. There are sufferings here and there. Imagine 2 million now under the case of COVID-19. There are deaths. But I believe the Lord is sovereign. The Lord is doing something. And the Lord is preparing the church. We are being prepared, the Lord, to rise up and to stand in the gap. Because God is about to do something beyond our imagination, that instead of asking, anong nangyayari, bakit tayo nangyayari sa atin ito? Siguro po ang tanong na kailangan natin tanungin kay Lord, Lord, ano ba yung ginagawa mo? Paano po kami gagamitin with this pandemic when people started to lose hope? What is your word for the church? How will you prepare us to rise up at this moment in whatever scenario that we could face? You are in control, and the Lord will use his church. Can you say amen? They were unfazed by the threat they were facing because they were anchored on someone. They were unfazed with this threat because they were anchored to someone, and this someone is the sovereign Lord who has great authority than the one threatening them. Their prayer showed confidence in the sovereignty of God by the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you today that God is in control. He is our sovereign Lord, and he knows what he's doing. At itong nangyayari po sa ating ito, temporary lang po ito. Pero may ginagawa si Lord sa buhay natin individually, sa pamilya natin, at sa church po natin sa Victory. Can you say amen? We are about to see the unprecedented move in the power of God in this time of pandemic. Let's be in faith no matter what will happen in the future. God is sovereign. Amen? Praise God. In verse 29, the word of God says, "And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness." Grabe, ito po yung pinag-pray nila. Hindi po nila binaliwala yung threat. Alam nila yung facts. It's important for us to face the brutal facts and ask God with his power to deal with the facts. But yet, we need to be in faith. And so their prayer showed confidence in the power of God to preach with boldness. Yes, they were under a threat. They were warned not to preach the word of God. But at this moment, they said, "Lord God, consider their threats and enable your servant to preach with boldness." What do you do when you're being threatened? What do you do when you're being warned not to preach God's word? Will you be stopped? Are we just going to be confined in the four corners of our houses? Are we going to give in to the threats? Or we're going to ask God with certain confidence in His power that, Lord, in the midst of the threat, you can still use the church to preach with great boldness. What is boldness? In this particular word, it's the Greek word is parousia, as an important word in the book of Acts, which depicts spirit-inspired courage and confidence to speak in spite of any danger or threat. At this moment, they need the boldness, the spirit of boldness by the Holy Spirit so that they will be able to preach the word of God in front, in the face of threat or in any danger. Ito po yung nakita nila sa Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Because the very first time when they saw Peter and John were able to engage them and speak with confidence, here's what they said in verse 13, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. This man, in other version says, they are unschooled, they were ordinary men, but then when they saw the boldness, the confidence, the courage of Peter and John expressing themselves as if they were so surprised and shocked that they were able to speak with clarity, with full knowledge and wisdom. And because of the Holy Spirit, they realized these men were fishermen. They were unschooled, ordinary men, common men, untrained, uneducated. But here's one thing they recognize. They were with Jesus of Nazareth. Wow. They were changed by the power of the Holy Spirit and with the fellowship that they have of their message, and the message is Christ, that He rose from the dead. They saw the big difference. They were bold because of the Holy Spirit. You know, looking back in our history, do you know that the very first message that I ever preached in Victory U-Belt was the message on boldness? For some reason, during our time in U-Belt, we were students and bago lang po ako sa church. And we were asked to preach in our midweek service. Mga estudyante lang po kami, apat po kami mga leaders. Yung isa, dalawa pa nga na student leader sa PUP, ako po sa UST, and one from FEU. We were asked to preach in our midweek service at po yung tinatawag natin open preaching. So apat po kami, magpe-preach po kami for 15 minutes. 15 minutes lang. Pero nag-preach po ako 20 minutes. Okay? Anyway. My first ever preaching in U-Belt was the message on boldness. And I remember Pastor Steve was there in front. Pastor June, Pastor Manny Carlos. Grabe, nakakaba talaga. First time ko. Yung preaching ko po na message on boldness, wala po akong pinagagawa kundi magsisigaw. Puro ako sigaw na sigaw. Di ko alam nga kung ano sinabi ko. Pero naka-encourage dahil lahat sila nagsa-sign up, di ba? Talagang grabe, talagang in-encourage nila ako. So, grabe yung time ko doon na as young as I was, and they didn't even teach me how to preach. But they asked me to preach. They empowered me to preach. And I remembered I preached God's word, the same message on boldness, and I was able to preach. And you know why? Because it's more caught than thought. I saw my leaders preaching God's word with boldness on the streets in the midst of what's happening in the 80s where there's a lot of demonstration and protest happening. Yung mga tagigibaka, yung mga against kay Marcos. No? Alam niyo po yung time namin na bata pa lang ako, grabe, nagpipreach na yung mga leaders natin, sila Pastor June, sila Pastor Ferdinand, doon sila sa recto. And nung nakita ko po doon, sabi ko, Lord, kung kaya nilang gawin doon, kaya ko rin. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit. And that was imparted to me. And I remember when I was serving Pastor Jurain in Iloilo and stayed in Iloilo as a new campus missionary, I helped Pastor Jurain for 4 to 5 months. I stayed in Iloilo. There was a moment where in yung last 2 weeks ko po na pauwi na ako Manila, meron po nag-invite sa amin sa isang hotel, no? So dun po sa hotel sa Iloilo, and so we were celebrating in one room, and then the other room, there's a big room where nandoon po yung governor, nandoon yung mayor, nandoon po yung mga big guns ng Iloilo that time. And so while looking at them, they were all seated at the presidential table, tapos ang daming mga tao. For some reason, sabi ko, Lord, I want to make an impact. And deep within me, I was compelled to approach them. And so that night, all right, I was praying and said, Lord, I want to approach them and I want to preach to them the gospel. And so I approached them. Wala po mga gwardiya, wala po yung mga security detail nila. So I went straight to the governor and I introduced myself. Ganito pagka-introduce ko. Sabi ko, sir, excuse me, governor, my name is Mark Constantino and I'm an ambassador. I'm an ambassador of Christ. I actually came from Manila and I'll be going back to Manila. And sir, okay lang po ba? Can I just share something? And so I introduced myself to the mayor, yung vice mayor, yung vice governor. So si Governor Defensor, I told him, sir, you know what? I just want to let you know, you are a governor, but there's someone that I believe the Lord wants to give you hope in a future. The Lord wants to give you this good news. And that is Jesus Christ, who wants to change your life. Sir, you know what? Jesus died for your sins. And I believe the Lord wanted to change you. You need Christ in your life. And whatever sin you have, sabi ko ganun, the Lord wants to forgive you. And so in some way, nag-preach ako right there and there. Siguro mga 2 minutes. Okay, I was just telling. I was standing up and he was seated. Alam niyo ba, sabi ko, sir, can I pray for you? And so I did pray. So nung nagpe-pray po ako, he was bowing down. So everybody was looking at me at the presidential table. Naglapitan po yung mga security, niya. Tapos when I say amen, alam niyo, when I look at him, you know, he was in tears. He was crying. And I begin to realize that the Lord did his conviction that night, probably around a minute or 2 minute preaching. And I was surprised when I saw him in tears. And I said, sir, thank you so much. You know, he stood up and says, where are you seated? Can I lead you to your seat? Sabi niya, no, sir. Sabi ko, I'm actually, I just, you know, just came in. I'm actually from the other room. But he was so grateful and says, thank you so much. And then he introduced me to, you know, mabilis lang, but I have to leave, say it. And I said, sir, thank you so much. And the whole of the story is that I was able to preach God's word. And I began to realize now that I was bold. I was bold enough to preach God's word. And you know what? No matter whatever situation that you're into, maybe you're mahiyain ka, hindi mo alam sasabihin mo, but the Holy Spirit can give you the power of boldness to preach His word because God wants to save His people. In fact, Arthur Wallace, one of the great men of God, says, boldness preaching is not marked by its beautiful diction or literary polish or cleverness or expression, but operates in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Wow. Boldness preaching is not marked by its beautiful diction, literary polish, or cleverness of expression, but operates in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Boldness is the key for us to preach God's word with clarity in the midst of danger and in threat. In fact, even the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 29, I'm sorry, yeah, verse 19 to 20, sabi niya sa NLT, and pray for me to ask God to give me the right word so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for the Jews and Gentiles alike. I'm in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador, so pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for Him as I should. Friends, whether you preach God's word to a person, maybe 3, 5, 10 people, or maybe an audience, we need the spirit of boldness to come upon us so we could preach the word of God with clarity and boldness. Can you say amen? So boldness is something that we need. Amen? So verse 30 says, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Number 3, their prayer showed confidence in the power of God to perform healing with signs and wonders. Hindi lang po boldness, but he said, while I preach with boldness, Lord, may you perform healing with signs and wonders. At ito po yung nangyari sa Acts chapter 5. In modern English version, sabi po sa 5 verse 12 to 16, many signs and wonders were performed among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's porch. No one else dared to join them, but the people respected them. Believers were increasingly added to the Lord, crowds of both men and women, so that even brought the sick out in the streets and placed them on beds and mats, that at least the shadow of Peter passing might touch some of them. Crowds also came out of the city surrounding Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those who were afflicted by evil spirits, and they were all healed. Wow! Now healing and signs and wonders and miracles displayed at this very point. And so they were asking God to perform healing, and so He did. It actually happened right there. Ito po yung power of God. And so I just want to encourage you, let's believe in the power of God. The power of God is the one who's going to heal people and not of us. But we got to preach the word with boldness. Amen? And so praying with confidence on God's power enables us to preach boldly so He can perform His healing miracles. Alam niyo, importante na malaman natin na yung preaching saka yung healing and signs and wonders. Alam po, may connection po yan. It's not disconnected. It is tied up together. That's why preaching God's word and performing healing and signs and wonders are tied up together. So as we preach God's word, let's believe God for signs and wonders and healing, because it's God who heals. It's God who convicts. In fact, when they preach God's word, multitudes would hear God's message and they were saved and added to their number. But we got to realize that we got to preach the word of God boldly first, and then signs and wonders and healing will be performed by the Lord. It actually confirms what Jesus said through Mark. In Mark chapter 16, verse 20 says, "And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs." Signs and wonders and the power of God displayed accompanied by the preaching of your word. So it is very important, hindi lang tayo nagpipray ng healing at ng miracles. Mag-preach po muna tayo ng word ni God, and then let's expect that God will display His power through signs and wonders and healing. Amen? Here's the result, what happened when they started to pray for boldness and signs and wonders and healing, when they started to pray with confidence through the sovereignty of God. Ito po yung nangyari in Acts chapter 4, verse 31. "And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness." Ano nangyari po? Yung place, nagkaroon ng earthquake, it was shaken. And they were all filled again. Just like in Acts 1:8. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit once again. And the Holy Spirit empowered them with great confidence to preach the word of God boldly with signs and wonders taking place. Ito po yung nangyari. Friends, out of the warning that they received, out of these threats, the people prayed with great confidence in the sovereignty and the power of God, and truly, the Lord answered their prayers. Here's what happened. The Holy Spirit filled and emboldened them to preach manifesting healing with signs and wonders. It was the Holy Spirit to fill them once again, just like in the book in Acts chapter 1. And yet, the Holy Spirit emboldened them to preach God's message so that He can perform healing with signs and wonders and miracles taking place. As we pray and seek the Lord and ask of the Holy Spirit, I believe the Holy Spirit can fill us once again. Remember, Peter and John were filled once again with the Holy Spirit, and after that, they were able to preach with such power, boldly preach His word, and signs and wonders and healing, they were taking place. Today, I want us to pray for all of us. But I want to ask, what is our threat today? Is it pandemic? Is it because of this pandemic and threat that we all face and the world face, we're going to stop preaching the Word of God? My prayer is that God, through the Holy Spirit, will embolden us, that we will feel once again and will able to preach the Word with boldness and power, so that He will display His power, signs and wonders and healing will take place lalo na po ngayon. I just want to pray today, can we just bow our heads right now? Close our eyes and let's pray and believe God for His miracle and be filled again with His presence, His infilling, His power, so that we will be emboldened to preach God's word. Let's pray. Lord, today, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as the church prayed, they were in unity, they were in faith, they were in full confidence to the sovereignty of God. Once again, Lord, we ask that out of this pandemic, Lord, you will fill your people, every single one of us watching this video. Fill us once again, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Embolden us to preach your word so that the people will hear your message, the message of hope, forgiveness, faith, and life, so that you will also display your power to heal. You will also perform miracles and signs and wonders in the preaching of your word. Pour out your spirit once again, Lord, that we will experience a Pentecostal new experience from you, that we will have greater confidence in the sovereignty of God. Lord, right here, right now, Lord, I pray that whether through the social media, through Facebook Messenger, through this Zoom meetings, video calls, through the Google Meet, Lord, whatever, Lord God, available there is, Lord, enable your servant, your church, to step out in faith and preach your word with boldness. And may we see your signs and wonders taking place in the name of Jesus. I want you to keep believing God for the miracle. I want you to keep believing God that He will continuously fill us with the Holy Spirit. Ganun po yung kay Peter and John. They were filled once again in the whole church, and they were able to preach God's word boldly. And signs and wonders displayed the works of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want us to pray today. If you're watching this video and you've never surrendered your life to Christ, once again, if you are a sinner, the Lord wants to give you hope. If you've been experiencing such fear and you don't know what the future may hold, guess what? God is sovereign. And maybe it's darkness right now. Maybe people are losing their jobs. Maybe you're losing money. You're depleted. Well, I declare the power of God to come upon us. Let's not lose hope, but let's continue to believe God. And it's possible if you have Christ in your heart. If you're watching right now and you want to give your life to Christ, can I lead you towards the life giver, which is Jesus Christ? I want to pray for you today. Would you bow your heads now, close your eyes, and repeat my prayer? Just say this prayer. Say this prayer out loud after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask for your forgiveness, that I may receive today the gift of eternal life. Thank you, Lord. I receive, Lord God, the greatest gift of all, through the Holy Spirit, the gift of eternal life. And Lord, I ask that you will change me from this day on. Thank you for changing my heart. Thank you that you accepted me in spite of my sin. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, simple prayer lang, in your screens today are phones that you can contact us with. It's important that somebody will help you in your walk, in your journey with your new faith in Christ. And so we want to stand with you in prayer. So I just want to let you know, the church here in Victory Metro East would stand with you no matter what, all right, that you have your family in us, Victory Metro East. And so we are so glad once again to hear God's word. And let's be expectant And whatever scenario, circumstances, pressure, threats, warnings we'll be facing, let's trust the sovereignty of God. The Holy Spirit can fill us once again and embolden us to preach God's word. And so he will display his power with healing, signs and wonders and miracles. Amen? Well, praise God. As we end this service, let me pray for us right now. Let's receive this prayer. Lord, once again, by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, be poured out upon us, and may the love that comes from you, our Heavenly Father, fill our hearts once again. And Lord, today I pray for the power, the presence, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Continue, Lord, to fill us with your power, that you may use us to boldly preach your word and display your power with signs and wonders and healing. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, praise God, amen, and amen. God bless you all, okay? And so once again, just to remind you, you can go to the center in our foyer, drop your tithes and offering, and wag na ho tayo magchikahan doon, all right? And expect God to bless you all the more, especially this week. So God bless you all. Have a great week. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.